From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The search for Middle East peace is a prominent issue in President Obama's trip through Asia. After arriving in Jakarta, Indonesia today, the president pressed Israel and the Palestinian Authority to work harder at advancing negotiations. He warned, though, the talks could be jeopardized by Israel's decision to build in East Jerusalem, which the Palestinians oppose. President Obama's trip to Indonesia was long delayed, but as NPR's Scott Horsley tells us, now Mr. Obama will have to leave even sooner than he planned because of an ash cloud from the Mount Merapi volcano.
President Obama has long wanted to return to Indonesia, where he spent part of his childhood, but each time a trip was planned, events conspired to get in the way. He finally made it to Jakarta, where despite a steady rainfall, throngs of people turned out to welcome his motorcade. Even now, though, the visit comes under a cloud of volcanic ash from a deadly eruption several hundred miles east of the capital.
The United States will continue to support the relief efforts in any way that we can, and I hope that my presence here today is a reminder that in good times and in bad times, the United States stands as a friend with Indonesia.
Mr. Obama is expected to leave Indonesia ahead of schedule on Wednesday to avoid being grounded by the ash cloud on his way to the G20 summit in South Korea. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Jakarta.
Villagers are still trying to escape Mount Merapi, where 2 weeks of eruptions have killed at least 153 people. A hospital at the base of the volcano says its morgue received 12 more bodies today, seven of which were recovered from the charred remains of a village. In his first interview since stepping down as BP chief executive, Tony Hayward admits he was not prepared for the media onslaught and personal attacks after the explosion on the oil company's Deepwater Horizon well, which killed 11 workers. But as Larry Miller reports from London, Hayward accepts he should not have said, quote, "I want my life back," and other public relations gaffes.
Tony Hayward says he might have had an easier time had he had a drama degree rather than one in geology. In a BBC interview, Hayward says the media didn't understand how much progress was being made to cap the spill. He calls it a network feeding frenzy.
BP's contingency plans were inadequate. We were making it up day to day. What was going on was some extraordinary engineering, but when it was played out in the full glare of the media, as it was, it looked like fumbling and incompetence.
In the same program, Hayward's replacement, American Bob Dudley, says questions were being asked about BP's viability, with suppliers demanding payment up front. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 40 points at 11,369. NASDAQ off 5. It's at 2575. This is NPR. Inventories at the wholesale level are up for the ninth month in a row. The Commerce Department reveals a 1.5% gain in September, much bigger than what analysts had expected. Sales also rose in September for the third consecutive month. Rebuilding inventory is vital to recharging the U.S. economy. Higher orders to restock shelves have led to higher production at the nation's factories. The cholera outbreak in Haiti is spreading. It has turned up in the teeming capital of Port-au-Prince. NPR's Jason Beaubien says investigators are looking into more than 100 cholera cases in the city.
Relief agencies are preparing for a wave of cholera that could sweep through the squalid refugee camps throughout the Haitian capital. The more than a million people left homeless by the January earthquake are extremely vulnerable to the deadly waterborne bacteria, says Dr. Lambert Wessler with Partners in Health.
Port-au-Prince is the most vulnerable place in Haiti right now, because of the situation in the camp. Like, you know, there's a real issue of hygiene and sanitation.
Aid groups are building special cholera treatment areas at some of the camps in Port-au-Prince to isolate and triage residents with severe diarrhea. Health officials say that after a lull, the number of cases across the country appears to be increasing. Over the weekend, at a hospital in the central Artibonite Valley, the number of patients suspected of having cholera more than doubled to 230. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Help is on the way to thousands of people aboard a cruise ship that's been stranded off the coast of Mexico since yesterday morning. Tugboats and an aircraft carrier headed out today to the Carnival Splendor. The vessel stalled after a fire broke out in the engine room. No one was hurt. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.